across the tongue down at the next to the survey. And you just hook them things in there. Now I carried the mail for a good while in 1901, I don't know which. I carried about 2 or 3 years on this same route. Mm-hmm. And so I had to cross water, what they call Cane Creek. You remember crossing this Cane Creek between me and Ripley?
Uh-huh.
Well, they grudged it out. Well, on down below there, I followed the road on down to what they call Lightfoot. And Glimp, come on the circle and come back through the Ripley on the south side of Ripley. And I had to cross at Cane Creek when the water was up and come a big rain and thing. Water was up. I had to go through a low place. And I remember going in that water to cross there. And the horse pulled loose from the buggy. And I held the lines. And somebody helped me get out. And the water was nearly up in the bed. But there's dirt roads, you know, muddy. So I made my route. Coming on back, it had gone down some then, you know. And one of the traces was kind of bad, the reason it pulled it in two. So I got back to Ripley, postmaster. Old man Heron, a Republican, at a Republican administration. And old man Heron, he's so old, all he done, he just sat in there, he didn't do anything. And his daughter, Miss Hilda, she looked after the post office and everything. So she asked me what was wrong. I was late getting in, you know. And I told her. Said, don't you never cross no more water. You turn around and come back. Said, you don't have to do it. And don't never risk any more water. If you have to cross it, or you turn and come back. Deliver the mail wherever, down to that water, wherever it's at. And says, you don't have to go through water at all. And so I never did anymore go through that water.
Kind of lost yourself and the mail both.
Yeah, that's right.
How about a wagon wheel? Could you tell me something about how they were put together, different parts to a wagon wheel?
Well, they had what you call a hub. And you put them spokes in that hub all the way around it, a circle. And then you put them, what to call a wagon tire that went around there. You'd heat it in the shop and put it on there. You'd have them spokes. There'd be a, what you call a rim around it. And them spokes had a place about that long, go up in a hole, you know, and then put that tire all the way around it. Mm-hmm. And you have to heat it to get it on there, and then knock it on there, and there's had little brads that went through in there, and then bradded to the,
I see,
in there.
Did people ever call that wood that went around underneath the tire, did they ever call that a feller?
No, it's I can't even think of the name of it. As much as I've used wagons, but I just, it's about that, about wide as your tire, and it's about that thick. And the spokes have got a cut off round at the point, you know, and sticks up in that hole all the way around it to hold it.